Today is Thursday, September 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I think my emphasis was different again today. I like to just, shake it up a little bit. Because why not? Why not, you ask? So I have a long weekend this week. I decided I was going to take a 4-day weekend at the Widget Factory. Maybe I should call it the Widget Factory. So I'm going back. You know, I'm basically going back in the closet on my podcast. I feel like I was too honest about, you know, where I work, my date of birth, my social security number, like all the things that I give. So I'm easing it back a little bit. And Big Fatty used to call his place of business where he worked the coal mine. And Baron Frosty, who doesn't think that I like him for some reason. I don't know why Baron. I think that people get the wrong impression. I think people get the wrong impression of me because, or maybe not, I don't know. But I'm an introverted person, and so I don't, and I know I've mentioned that before, but I don't reach out to show that I care often enough. Also, things annoy me, and I like to talk about them on my show because, I don't know, I think I'm funnier and more interested when I'm a little bit annoyed. So if anyone says anything on Twitter or anywhere else that is slightly annoying, I exaggerate it so that, you know, so I have content and so that I have something interesting to say. And I don't know, I feel like he has gotten the impression somewhere that I don't like him, but I love Baron Frosty. But anyway, the bottom line is, he refers to his job as the bakery. I don't think it's really a bakery. Wes Stone used to refer to his place of work as, Cracker Factory or Cracker or something or other. I don't remember what it was, but everyone has these cute little. So I feel like maybe I should come up with a name that I can use in the place of, you know, what it actually is. I guess I could say the winery. Because I live in Taneytown, Arkansas, and we do have a winery about 5 minutes away from me. So I could say the winery. I was out in the grape fields the other day. I was stomping some grapes, and I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. But I don't know. You guys can write in and tell me what I should call it. You know, the Widget Factory, the winery. I could do something music related because I'm a trumpet player. I should come up with something cute. Something I can say and not really say the name of it. And I know all of you know where I work right now. But in 3 years, when I'm still doing this podcast, those people who are not in the know will not know. I can't untell people, but I can, you know, take it out. I can erase it. I don't have one of those things they have in, Men in Black, where they, you know, they put that thing in front of people's face and they click it and a flash bulb goes off and they forget everything. I don't have that. So I took a 4-day weekend, although I may work tomorrow because there are a couple of widgets or a couple of glasses of wine that I didn't finish today. You know, I'm going to workshop this name thing, you know. But there are a couple of things I didn't finish, and so I might have to work a couple of hours in the morning. But I have extra days because COVID, and I want to use all my time off. I'm a big believer in work-life balance, and I'm a big believer of taking all of my vacation days. And so I'm going to take my vacation days one way or the other. And so I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna do it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I may work a couple of hours and then, you know, log off and spend the rest of the day laying on the couch. I'm not really sure. So yesterday was so busy. Like as soon as I finished, I recorded early And then as soon as I finished, I didn't post it until later, but as soon as I finished with my work, I had to get in the car and go to orchestra rehearsal. And orchestra rehearsal went really well, although we do have the choir. It's really boring, actually. I will say this. For whatever reason, and I don't know why this is, and people who are vocalists are probably going to, and, you know, I have sung in my past. So I have been in choirs before, so, you know, I am a vocalist of sorts. But usually the orchestra and the choir rehearse separately for the first hour, and then the choir comes in and we run the Sunday music together. Just, we do a run through. And for whatever reason, vocalists seem to take longer to get their parts. And in a choir situation, the director will say, okay, now we're going to do sopranos. And the piano player will play the soprano part. And then, you know, he'll say, okay, sopranos sing this. And now we're going to do the altos. Now we're going to do the tenors, you know. And it goes on and on. I don't know why vocalists cannot read music. Now, I know in a church choir situation, they, you know, they're hobbyists, and they probably, but why you need the piano to play your part and all this kind of stuff, you know? And so it's fine. You know what? It is what it is, but it is a little bit annoying when you're having to rehearse with the choir, because the orchestra is just having to sit there and twiddle our thumbs while the choir is getting there. And then we're not even getting a rehearsal because we're sight reading this music and we're not getting a full orchestra rehearsal. But it's okay. I enjoy playing, you know, regardless. And the choir director or the music minister said, he looked over at the orchestra and he said, you guys need to thank the orchestra for taking one for the team because, you know, this doesn't help them as much as it does you, you know. And the reason we're doing it all in one room is because the auditorium is very large and the choir can spread out. So for COVID, you know. So me, you know, I kind of rate. He pointed to the orchestra and said, "Oh, you know, thank you guys for blah 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 blah," and I took a little bow because why not? And he said, "Of course, it was a trumpet player that took a bow." So anyway, we rehearsed, and you know that went. We played the Hallelujah Chorus, which is my favorite all time. Anything trumpet song, and the original version of the Hallelujah Chorus has piccolo trumpet in it, which is a higher pitched, and I own a piccolo trumpet, and even though the arrangement that we're doing is not for piccolo trumpet, I force it in. I'm just like, you know what, guys, I'm gonna do piccolo trumpet on this. And they're like, okay, do whatever you want to do, you know. I mean, we're pretty laid back. I didn't have my piccolo trumpet with me last night, but I will be playing my piccolo on this. I'm so excited that we're doing it this year. I love it. So we played that last night. And then I did pick up food. It was a grilled chicken sandwich. So, you know, it was lower calorie. It wasn't a double cheeseburger or anything like that. But I did get a grilled chicken sandwich because I didn't have time to cook. I came home and we ate and we watched MasterChef because we're pretty much out of everything. We're trying to save up Ted Lasso episodes so we can binge them. And none of our primetime shows have started back yet. So, and then, you know, I always tell Mark has such a hard time sleeping. He has trouble falling asleep at night, and then he'll wake up if there's the smallest little sound and he can't get back to sleep, and he'll toss and turn for 2 hours, and then he'll be cranky all the next day and tired. And I never have that problem. I can go right to sleep. I never wake up. If I do wake up, I fall right back asleep. I could sleep until noon. No problems. Last night, 3 a.m, I woke up. I don't know why. I wasn't in pain, as far as I know. I didn't have a headache or a stomach ache or anything like that. But I woke up thinking about work and something that I'm working on at work. I don't know why. and, you know, what I'm going to do and what I'm going to write in this paper that I'm writing and what my strategy is going to be. And like all, and I could not go back to sleep. So I put on like a YouTube thing on my phone because a lot of times that'll make me go back to sleep. Couldn't go back to sleep. I didn't go back to sleep till about 4:45. It never happens to me. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.